For those of you that didn't hear that story yesterday, there's a guy, the article was written by a guy who goes around buying old hard drives. He advertises on eBay to buy old hard drives. He goes to flea markets, and all of these people think that they have destroyed the files on these hard drives before they got rid of them. They haven't. And he takes these hard drives. He has some commercially available computer programs that restore the data on these hard drives. He found one hard drive that had been in an automatic teller machine. And it contained records for all transactions from that automatic teller machine over about a 1 or 2 year period of time. What did those records? They included the account numbers and the PIN numbers for all of these accounts. Now, all anybody would have to do is just get a machine, an encoding machine, or what have you, and get a bunch of plastic cards and encode them with this account number, and then write the PIN number on the card, get this big stack, and then head out across town, draining $50 here, $100 there out of accounts. How you doing, Bill?
I'm fine, Neil. You went off on this back in 1999.
It's an amazing story, isn't it?
Well, it was so amazing that it inspired us to start a company, and that is exactly what we do. And you had talked about possibly formatting the drive,
yeah,
things
just
like that.
Reformatting the C drive before you get rid of a computer. What does that do?
That doesn't really do anything except remove the name of the file. It's something like if you were to destroy the card catalog at a library, the books are still in there.
Oh, good analogy. Well, what happens if I just get a huge magnet?
Well, you just don't know. You have no real verification that you were successful in that. What companies do...
How about if I burn the hard drive?
Well, you can physically destroy the drive, and you can smelt it or pulverize it. And, you know, data that's classified as top secret, that's mandated by law. But that's not really an option for most people because, you know, it makes the computer, it renders it obsolete. And if you want to donate it to a church or a business, that's not really a good solution. The best idea is to try to overwrite the drive with enough random data and characters so that, you know, you still have a functioning computer, your data is gone, you can write it off as a tax deduction, give it to a church or a school or some more student, someone that can really use them.
A homeless person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, your business basically is that you go to businesses or individuals who are getting rid of computers and you nuke their hard drives.
Well, we don't go on site to do that, but we provide the tools for them to do that in-house. Well,
good for you. And another young American entrepreneur spending his summers on a yacht after starting up a business thanks to an idea that he got from the Neil Bortz Show.
From Neil Bortz, the Talkmaster.
Well, hey, thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
I appreciate it.